This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, this is exciting as we continue our series, Knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus. And we come to part 12. And today we're going to take a look in John's Gospel. And we're going to go to the fifth chapter of John's Gospel. And we're going to look at verse 24. Just to set the scene for you, Jesus is talking to religious leaders and stuff. And they, quite frankly, have got the right ump with him. They're really cross with Jesus. Because Jesus is declaring himself to be the Son of God. If you have a look in verse 18, it says, "So the Jewish leaders tried all the harder to find a way to kill him. For he not only broke the Sabbath, he called God his Father, thereby making himself equal with God." Now, all the way through there, Jesus is talking about who he is. In verse 21, "For just as the Father gives life to those he raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants." The Father, the Son. In addition, the Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son absolute authority to judge. Now, I want you to imagine that you were around at the time. And I tell you this, it must have freaked them out. It really must have scared them. Because this is what I believe. I believe that Caiaphas and the rest of them, I believe they actually believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and that is why they were so scared. And they figured if they could kill him, it would get rid of the problem. All it did was exacerbate their problem. Because if you look and read in the Acts of the Apostles and the third chapter, you'll see that Peter is at the Council of Jerusalem and he's before the Sanhedrin, and all of a sudden all of this wisdom comes out of his mouth. And you've got to remember that Peter was a fisherman. He was simple. He was not educated, not like Paul was. Paul was educated. He was a tent maker and a lawyer. But Peter was not educated, yet all of this amazing wisdom came from his mouth. And all it did was to exacerbate their problem. Look what Jesus said to them in verse 24. "I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have" what? "Have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life." Listen to that. This may well be news for you today. This may well be revelatory knowledge to you today. You may be thinking, "I wonder what God's going to say when I die and I'm judged." Well, you hear right here what Jesus is saying to you. "I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life." And what I like here is "those who listen to my message and believe in God who have sent me have eternal life." Let me tell you what I mean by that. That to me jumps out at me. Because I think of my own life and I think, you know what, I'm a sinner. As Paul says in Romans the third chapter, verse 23, we all sin and we all fall short. I sin, beloved, and I fall short. I am nowhere near perfect. And therefore, if I'm sinning, oh my word, how am I going to be judged? What is God my Father going to say when I stand before him on that day of judgment? Jesus is just reassuring me of something. He's saying, if you believe in his message, if you believe in his Father who sent him, you've got eternal life, and you'll never be condemned for your sins, but you have already passed from death into life. Now that is so important. I would hazard a guess and say those words are some of the most powerful in Scripture, and I know all Scripture is powerful, but this just blows me away. No judgment. And all we need to do is to listen. Listen to God's message. Listen to Jesus' message through God. And we need to believe in God who sent him. That means I listen to the message and I try my very best. And I listen again to his message and I read again his message. What is his message? Well, I believe at this moment in time, I want to bring three things in front of you. And that is his love, that is trust, and that is forgiveness. Those three things are strong parts of Jesus' message to the world. That we should love one another. As he has loved us, we should love one another, says John the 15th chapter and from verse 9. We should forgive. We should forgive always. You can see that in Matthew the sixth chapter and verse 14. Jesus is saying how important it is to forgive, because if you don't forgive, then his heavenly Father is not going to forgive you. And trust. I used to sing a chorus many years ago, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus. You need to trust and obey. Three things. Loving one another. Forgiveness. And God's trust. It is vital, you know, that we understand what Jesus is saying through the Gospel of John right here. It just warms me and gives me so much encouragement when I know that I fail so often. In verse 23, John says this, although it's Jesus talking, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. And he's talking directly to the chief priests and scribes. It is so important. In verse 30, Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own. I judge as God tells me. Therefore, my judgment is just because I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my own will. And we certainly see that Jesus follows his Father's will and not his own when he dies, when he is crucified on that cross at Calvary. Even the centurion looks up and says, surely, surely he must be the Son of God. After they've done all that to him, and they say him there, the centurion recognizes the majesty of Jesus. Right there, right then. In verse 28, no, actually, we'll go to verse 25. He says this, and I assure you that there is a time coming, indeed it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who will listen will live. That is amazing. That is amazing. I assure you that the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice. The voice of the Son of God. And those who listen will live. You know, I believe when Jesus is talking about the dead, I believe he's talking about people who have turned their backs on him, people who have walked away, people who have heard the message, they've heard the gospel, but they have walked away. Spiritually, they are dead. They are not looking toward Jesus. Many are looking toward esoteric religion, different philosophies, different understandings, different belief systems, but they're turning their heads completely away from Jesus. You know, I know stories of many people who have tried every religion going and they find no satisfaction until they come before Jesus. And that's when they find true happiness and joy. Because Jesus is the Son of the only one living God, nobody else. Jesus says this to you right now, beloved. He says, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. Are you doing that? Are you listening to the message of Jesus through Almighty God? Are you believing in God? Are you worshiping him? Are you adoring the Father? Because if you are, then you are assured of eternal life. And this is wonderful because Jesus goes on to say they will never be condemned for their sins. Never. There's no condemnation for their sins. But Jesus says they have already passed from death into life. Beloved, take this message on board and know this. Jesus is telling you in this scripture very, very clearly that if you listen to his message, if you believe in the Father who sent him, you've already passed from death into life. So when we die, it's merely a transition, nothing more. A transition from the actual life and the spiritual life. The physical life, that's the word I'm looking for. It's a transition from the physical into the spiritual when we will be given brand new bodies. And we will live with the Lord forever and ever. There will be no end to God's reign. How amazing is that? And when you get that into your spirit, you are really beginning to know Jesus. You are really beginning to understand the Lord who was sent by God to bring you this message of love and trust and forgiveness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for setting us on fire again, Lord, with your word. And yes, Father, we will listen to your message and continue to listen to your message. And we believe in God the Father. We believe in God the Son. And we believe in God the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. Amen and amen.